ओके नमो नमः सुप्रभातम् लेट् अस् स्टार्ट् द प्रेस् देवप्रभा वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय
वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय
सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा अण्डर्स्टुड् सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा
बिफोर् देर् इस् नो कोटि कोटि सूर्यसमप्रभा
सूर्यकोटि
कोटि सूर्यमहाप्रभा
डू यू हेव् द प्रेयर्स् इन् हेण्ड् वट् ऐ सेण्ड् इन् ईमेल्
Yes, I have it.
Huh. It is open?
For me, the koti, yes, my koti comes before Surya.
Ah, koti Surya.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Huh.
Koti okay, Surya. Huh?
Whether you say koti Surya or Surya koti, meaning is the same. Okay?
Okay.
So, koti Surya samaprabha.
Koti Surya samaprabha.
निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव
निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव
सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा
सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा
सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं
सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं
वरदे कामरूपिणि
वरदे कामरूपिणि
विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि
विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि
सिद्धिर्भवतु
सिद्धिर्भवतु
मे सदा
मे सदा
ॐ सहनावतु
ॐ सहनावतु
सहनौ भुनक्तु
सहनौ भुनक्तु
सह वीर्यं करवावहै
सह वीर्यं करवावहे
तेजस्विना
तेजस्विना
वधीतमस्तु
वधीतमस्तु
मा विद्विषावहै
विधीषावहै
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः
ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः
ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः
ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः
ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः
ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः
ओके लेट्स् स्टार्ट् ओके भगवद्गीता श्लोका डिड् यु आल् प्राक्टिस् द फस्ट् वन् ओके सङ्गीता यु स्टार्ट् फस्ट्
द फस्ट् श्लोका
Yeah, we've done only the first shloka. So, are you comfortable reading it? Okay, Kritika, are you ready? Okay.
Ma'am, should I read?
Yeah.
Okay. Dhritarashtra vacha धर्मक्षेत्रे
वेनेवर् यु स्टार्ट् न युते यु स्टार्ट् वित् ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Now this is the first shloka of the first adhyaya, so you declare it. Atha prathamo adhyayaha.
Atha prathamo adhyayaha.
Prathamo adhyayaha.
Atha prathamo adhyayaha.
Atha no. Atha prathamo adhyayaha.
Atha prathamo adhyayaha.
And then you say Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dhritarashtra uvacha. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutsava kama kaspandavashchaiva kima kurvata sanjaya.
Very good, very good. Shushmita? Shushmita, again, audio problem?
I will say next. Can you just say another person?
Okay.
I will say next.
You're finished.
Tell someone else, I will say next.
Okay, fine. Radhika?
Okay. So I have to start with the Om part?
Om Shri Paramatmane. See, yeah. When you start a new chapter, you have to declare which chapter you're saying. After the, when we are in second shloka, third shloka, then that only Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha you'll have to say. Now you are in the first chapter, first shloka, you're just starting. So you declare Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Atha prathamo adhyayaha, dhritarashtra uvacha. See, it's like you're narrating, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Atha prathamo adhyayaha.
Prathamo adhyayaha. Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dhritarashtra avavacha.
Uvacha.
Okay. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutvasah mamakha pandavashchaiva kima kurvata sanjaya.
Very good. If you all want to practice, there is a Chinmayakash site. You can go in that and you can get the audio and the words for repetition. And how, like how we are doing in class, Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, that part you can say as many times as you feel like. Then the next part, Samaveta Yuyutsavaha. Or you can say full line. Or you can say full shloka. All possibilities are there in that site. If you'll Google it, you'll get it. If you don't get it, I'll see whether I can locate it. But
can you put the name in the chat again? What is the name? Because I was looking for something like that. I did not find it. So what is the name again?
Chinmaya Mission.
Oh, Chinmaya Mission. Okay.
Yeah. Chinmaya Mission, it's really available. There's no subscription or anything. I know many of my students went into it and they were quite happy because you've got the audio thing where you can choose whether you want one pada at a time, or you want one line at a time, or you want a whole shloka at a time. All options are there. Okay. So, if you don't find it, let me know. I'll see where I've noted it down somewhere. Anyway, Google search me, you should be able to get it. Okay. Huh. Deva Prabha, can you say now? Where are you? Deva Prabha? Okay.
Yes, Shushita,
now you're ready?
I forgot my book.
Audio, huh?
So I was looking for the verse online. Or should you, Or should you do the screen share? Could you do that or no?
No, I didn't understand.
I forgot my book.
Oh,
I forgot my
book,
so I was looking for the verse online.
Oh, okay. Huh. Online it will be difficult, huh? It will be difficult unless you're used to it. I don't know how to locate it online, huh? Suchita, Sushmita, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Dharma.
No, no, you have to start nicely, na? Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. See?
Can you repeat it?
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Atha Prathamo Dhyayaha.
Atha Prathamo Dhyayaha.
Dhritarashtra Uvacha.
Dhritarashtra Uvacha. Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Stamah Veta Yut सवः माम काण्डवश्चैव किमकुर्वत सञ्जय.
वेरि गुड् सङ्गीता.
सञ्जय उवाच.
सञ्जय उवाच. विल् डू नौ. ओके
ओके मेम्.
ओके सो आई स्टार्ट.
या
ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः. श्रीमद्भगवद्गीता अथ प्रथमो अध्यायः. धृतराष्ट्र उवाच. धर्मक्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे समवेता युयुत्सवः मामका पाण्डवाश्चैव किम कुर्वत सञ्जयः.
सञ्जयः नो
सञ्जय
मामकः नट् मामका बिकास् दिस् इस् बहुवचनं. मामका पाण्डवाश्चैव. ओके शल् वि गो टु द नेक्स्ट् श्लोक ऐ विल् वाण्ट् टु प्राक्टिस् दिस् सम् मोर् कम् आन् गिव् मी फीड्बेक्
नेक्स्ट् वन्
हलो
यस्
सञ्जय उवाच.
I found it. Ma'am, you'll be a better judge. You think if we did it well, then we can proceed. If you feel we need more practice, then we can do this once more. You be the judge, ma'am.
The way the whole thing works is, the more you go forward, the previous ones will become more clear.
So we can go to the next one, no ma'am, then.
Yeah, that is, but if you all are not confident, then I wouldn't like to.
No ma'am, we will, so we will get confident.
Yeah, you get more exposure, isn't it? So the next one, who's going to see after me? Sushmita, I say you repeat twice, okay?
Okay.
And the others, you'll stay mute and you'll repeat. Okay, don't just sit dumb. Okay? You'll mute yourselves, but repeat. Okay? Sanjaya Uvacha.
Sanjaya Uvacha.
Twice.
Sanjaya Uvacha.
Yeah. Drishtva tu Pandavanikam.
दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकम्.
Once again.
दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकम्.
व्यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा.
व्यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा.
Again.
व्यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा
आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य
आचार्यम् उपसङ्गम्य राजा वचनम् अब्रवीत्
ओके वे यु आर् मेकिङ्ग् मिस्टेक् यु नो इट्स् नाट् वचनम् अब्रवीत् वचनमब्रवीत्
राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
अगेन्
राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
इन् द सेम् वे आचार्यम् उपसङ्गम्य दट् इस् द वे यु आर् सेङ्ग् लैक् टु वर्ड्स् नो आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य
आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य लैक् इट् विल् बि आल् टुगेदर् एम् यु right
yeah yeah
okay
okay now I'll say full line and you will repeat full line okay
twice
drishtva tu pandavanikam yudham duryodhanastada
drishtva tu pandavanikam yudham duryodhanastada दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकं व्यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा
आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत् आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
I'll say the whole shloka and you will repeat it, okay? Drishtva tu pandavanikam yudham duryodhanastada acharyam upasangamya raja vachanam abravit
Sanjaya uvacha drishtva tu pandavanikam yudham duryodhanastada आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत् दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकं व्यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
All of y'all, anyone wants to repeat like this?
Yes, ma'am, I would like to repeat half of first.
Okay. Sanjaya Uvacha.
Sanjaya Uvacha. Sanjaya Uvacha.
Drishtva Nupandavanikam.
Drishtva Nupandavanikam. दृष्ट्वा नु पाण्डवानीकम्
दृष्ट्वा तु दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकम् यु हाव् द वर्ड्स् इन् योर् हेण्ड्
यस् मेम् यस् दृष्ट्वा तु ओके दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकम् दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकम्
यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा
यूढं दुर्योधनस् तदा व्यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा
आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य
आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य
राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
वचनमब्रवीत्
वचनमब्रवीत् वचनमब्रवीत् राजा
वचनमब्रवीत्
राजा वचनमब्रवीत् राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
Now full line, huh? Drishtva tu pandava nekam yuvan duryodhanastada
Drishtva tu pandava nekam yudam duryodhanastada Drishtva tu pandava nekam yudam duryodhanastada
Acharya mukha sangamya raja vachanam abhravir
आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत् आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत् दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवाश्निकं यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा आचार्यमुपसङ्गम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत्
What happened? Mutika?
Ma'am? Sorry, I just said it once. Sorry, sorry. Krishna Drushtva tu Pandavasnikam Yudam Duryodhanastada
Acharya Bupasangamya राजा वचन बब्रवी
सॉरी मैम आई सेड इट वंस एंड वेंट ऑन म्यूट सॉरी
आई एम ट्राइंग टू फिगर आउट व्हाट हैपेंड आई वाज
नो सॉरी
सॉरी नाउ फॉर योर होमवर्क डिड यू हैव एनी डिफिकल्टी व्हेन डूइंग द होमवर्क एनीवन हैड एनी डिफिकल्टी No, no answer, then I just have to assume.
My difficulty is that it takes me a long time to write. So I'm taking, that's what I'm struggling with. I look at Kritika's work a lot. Kritika, thank you.
You know something?
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned personally, I can't write Sanskrit for long because my fingers get stuck. It is that much of an effort. So I'm not surprised that it takes you long because it does take long. We are used to writing English. So here there is a lot of literally drawing, you know.
I never learned how to write. Like nobody showed me the script. I just kind of guessed. I don't know sometimes if I'm doing it. I don't feel confident.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I've opened something today. Let me see. Do you know how to guide me on using the pen kind of stuff over here? Some whiteboard, something is there, na? I can show you then. I can show all of you. How do I do that? Start sharing. I want to share. I want to be able to write on the screen. How do I do that?
I don't know because usually you need a special pen and those things. I've seen.
I think this whiteboard. If I go into, would that work? That's what I'm figuring out.
But your blackboard system works well too.
The one that I use in the class?
Yeah.
But I thought y'all are having difficulty with that. Okay. Now see here. Let me see whether I can show y'all. Huh? See. What is this I have written?
Ah.
Ah. Ah. Okay. Now if I draw one more line over here, what does it become? Okay. Radhika, you followed. What is the way to write? You draw a three first. Okay. And then from little below the midpoint, you draw this.
Okay. I did not know that.
Got it? See, you draw like this. That's your three. There you've got your A. Okay? And for A, you only have to put one more line at the side. Got it?
Yes.
Now, how do I make this disappear? I can't make it disappear in one go, what? Just sit and rub it out.
Can you scroll down?
Yeah. I'm sitting and rubbing it, yeah? It's taking time. In one go, I should be able to... Okay. Now look at E, I'll show you how to write the alphabets today. I think that is very important so far now. E. Got it? And put one line on top. Okay? Clear?
Yes.
One. Then make the S.
Yes.
Put a tail for it. Put a line on top. That's E. And the Dirgam, this is Rasva E. Dirgam, you put one hook on top. Okay? See? This is E. Got it?
Here. Yes.
This is E. And on top, if I put that hook, it becomes E. Okay? Got it? I'll do only four alphabets today, I want you all to practice it properly. Now for U, you only have to draw a three and put a line on top. This is U. Okay? You draw a three, put a line on top. That is your U. Now when you want to do Dirgam, you put a hook in this manner. Okay? See? U. Got it? So you have U. This is U. And if I put this, U it becomes. Okay? My hand is shivering a little bit, so let this clear. Lose my drawings. And then R. Okay. For R, you put one line, put like this. And then you do this. Okay, it's a nice drawing. In some places you might also see it I think they do it like that also I'm not sure I do it like this and I get away with it okay so this is R okay so you just take it like that so this is R okay Got the hang of how the drawing works? And the Dirgam goes like this. You need to have two. So, you do two. Okay. So, okay.
Okay.
Erase my drawings. Okay. L. You have that is a sorry, huh? It's not come properly. Okay. Nu is like this. See, you have la, which is this. Okay. But that's a consonant. This is a vowel. Okay. So the way you do this is this way. Okay. So the difference between la and lu is this. Got it? See the difference. This has got a curve going upwards. This has nothing. It's just a tree which is sleeping. Okay? Shall I go to the next alphabet? Is this getting clear?
When you write a word, do you write learn? Do you write it like this? Let's say you write mala.
Yeah.
Would you write?
Yeah.
Does it change? You know, because you're putting.
See, mala is not l. Mala is this one.
Yeah,
so mala, I will write with ma and la, straight la, okay. This is mala. This is the vowel. Here it is la, the L sound. This is partially vowel, partially consonant. So it is, because it is mainly vowel, 60-70% is vowel sound, they have taken it in the vowel part. Okay. Is this clear?
Do you have an example when it's a la consonant? A word when it's a la consonant?
Which one? The la consonant, huh? Lata.
Yes.
See?
Lata.
Lata. La.
Ah, and la. Then when it's foil.
Okay. This is lata. Okay. This la consonant, okay, with a vowel which I showed you all, huh? This is not used very frequently. Okay, it comes only in some of the shlokas. This is not very frequently used. Okay?
Okay.
Ma'am, do you write lata? Is la? I write it not like that. Can you again write la? L.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, la.
Yeah. That's la.
I write it from the ending point. From
you
there.
Write like this. Huh?
No. Like not like. Up, how can I say?
The line, ma'am. The line, she's saying that she writes the line like she... You write, draw a line and then do the curve. Like that, no?
And then do like this. And then do like this. Is this the way? Sushmita?
No, ma'am. No, I'm not saying that.
No, you write a vertical line first. And then from the midpoint of the vertical line, you put the... this law, like just the half two circles. I also like the same. I write the same way. I don't like write this way. Law.
No, 1 minute. Sushmita, which way do you write? Give me the directions. Sangeeta is telling you how to write. I'm not bothered about that part of it. I want to know how you write so that we can correct that.
None of them. Ma'am, I don't write none of them.
Okay, 1 minute. I'll clear this whole
thing. That.
You give me the instructions. Which line should I put first?
Do that half circle first. Do it.
From right to left or left to right?
Anyway.
This way? Okay, half circle.
Huh? Huh? Another one?
The other one also?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did the second one also. And then?
And from the ending point, you from have here. To put it vertical line.
This is what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, that's.
Huh? Ah, yeah. Okay.
This is the way I also write. Yeah. Only thing is
me too, I use that line first.
Okay. Huh. Okay. Traditionally, you write like this. It comes from here. Huh. Some people also write like this. It comes from the center. Sorry, not this way. Huh. This is no. Some people put from the center. Okay. But the normal way to do it is little bit on the second hump is what you put. It's like your A. Nowadays I'm seeing many people write A like this. But when we were in school, we were taught not to take from the center point, but from a little bit lower. Okay. So,
okay.
Huh. See, that little difference is there. In the same way for the L also, that little difference is there. Okay.
Please mute.
Yeah, yeah, I muted her. Yeah, there was a problem, I think. Okay. Now, is this getting clear now? Huh? See, you have this three.
Okay.
Now, you have a three which is standing. You can do your ah with it. You have a three which is sleeping. You can do your l with it. Huh? Now, this is l. And the l is the second hump is a curved one. Okay? Okay? This is a vowel. This is a consonant. Okay? So far clear? A. A now, I think many of you all are making mistake writing
yeah, ma'am.
A, huh? A, you write like this and you don't touch it, okay? Because I find many of you are writing it like this and this one is touching here. No, not, this is wrong, okay? You don't touch it. So A is without touching. It's just straight line at an angle, and the other one is a straight line, and then on top, finished. This is A. And for I, you put one line on top, it becomes I. Okay? Clear so far? Now,
yes.
O is again the same A, huh? You write your A and put a line on top, it becomes O. Put two lines on top, it becomes O. Okay? It's very easy once you know A. So I have my A. I make it A. Huh? And then I put a line on top, it becomes O. I put two lines on top, it becomes O. Okay, and and aha are very easy. Is once again a with a dot on top, and aha is again a with two dots at the side. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, consonants I will not do today, huh? I don't want to confuse you all. Is this much clear?
Yes.
Yeah? Radhika?
Yes, I think I've been making a lot of errors in my writing.
Huh. The so I found many of you all are not giving me very understandable versions. Okay.
Ma'am, this basic thing of not touching, I don't think I've ever learnt it only, so we were making that, I was making that mistake. I got it. Yes, ma'am, I had never realized you're not supposed to touch. I always used to like, in case it got left, I should touch it, okay, I've gone wrong, touch it down.
No, it is supposed to be open, you know. Because see, what happens is, now when we learn the function, and next time I'll show you like this, is this comfortable for you all to make out what I'm writing and for you all to understand how to write?
Yes, ma'am, it was quite, yes.
Very clear.
My drawing skills are not very good, but I think next time I will try to identify your spelling mistakes and show you all how to write it. Huh? Okay. Yala making mistakes in writing. Next time I will show you how to write the consonants. Maybe not all. One varga we will do. Huh? Okay. I think that was a little bit of an overdose. Let's go to our crow story. Huh? Okay. Y'all translated it?
Yes, I had done it. I had done it the previous week, ma'am. When you had said it the first time, I had sent
it. I know you sent, your translation. It was not bad, huh? Okay. Let's see. First, did you all practice reading?
A little. A little. I did.
A little. Huh? Who read it a little? Come on, Radhika. You read,
I read it like 3 times. You know, for me, I have to read it 20 times. Otherwise, it's not. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Radhika, read 2 sentences. Huh? Each sentence you read and translate. Okay?
Okay.
Start.
Chaturaha kakaha. Clever crow. Puratna kakaha. No, puratna kakaha. I don't know.
Old-fashioned crow.
Old-fashioned crow. Puratna kakaha.
Puratna is ancient or old or, you know, basic.
Okay.
Okay.
Ekaha kakaha asti. There is one crow.
There's a crow. There's one crow or there is a crow. In English, you don't say one crow. You say there is a crow.
There is a crow.
Ha. Then?
Tasya pipasa asti. Pipasa is...
Thirst.
Thirst and... Tasya is there. There was, right?
No, don't think of that. Thirst. Who is thirsty?
Oh, the crow is thirsty.
So it is thirsty.
It is thirsty.
It is thirsty. For translation, it will be it is thirsty. But if you do literal translation, it will sound ridiculous. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Deva Prabha. Next 2 sentences. Come on.
Ma'am?
Yeah?
Ma'am, I'm Sushmita. I have a question.
Yeah.
Hello. It is kakaha. Then why it will be it crafty? It will be he was crafty.
Say again?
Ma'am, it is ka kaha, then why will you say it will not be,
he was thirsty. Yeah, you can say he was thirsty. We have a tendency of referring to birds and animals as it sometimes, so that's why. So, there's a crow, he was thirsty, or there's a crow, it was thirsty. Both are acceptable, don't worry. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Sushmita,
it is ka kaha, that's why I say.
It's okay.
Okay.
If you personalize kakaha, it will be he was thirsty because it is pullinga. Yeah?
Okay.
Got it?
Kakaha atra pashyati, tatra pashyati, sarvatra pashyati, परन्तु जल कुत्रापि नास्ति, जलं कुत्रापि नास्ति. That crow went there, went here, went everywhere. But
one minute. Sushmita, Pashyati means to see. Okay. Understood?
Sorry?
Pashyati means to see.
Pashyati means what?
To see.
Okay, to see.
See.
Okay. That crow see everywhere?
No, not everywhere. Atra is
here.
Atra, tatra, sarvatra, ekatra, putra. We have studied all that. Use that.
Okay.
The kakaha.
So he saw the there.
See is here. Atra.
Here. Tatra is there. Everywhere. Parantu, but.
What?
Jalam. But he find water nowhere.
Nowhere. Yeah. He finds water nowhere. Kutrapi. Nowhere. Okay. Water is nowhere. Okay. Devaprabha, continue.
Saha anyatra gachati. I do translation? Or I continue?
Saha? Saha represents crow. So?
Yes. So, the crow?
No, not the crow. Now it will be he or it. Depending so on she? Like how you want to be. Like Shushmita, you say he. Otherwise, you can say it.
He... Anyatra is nowhere?
No, elsewhere, somewhere else.
Ah, somewhere else. And so he goes somewhere else.
He goes somewhere else. Okay. Yeah. Remember yeah. we studied atra, tatra, sarvatra, kutra, anyatra, ekatra?
Yeah.
A whole lot of them we studied, isn't it? Huh?
Yes.
Just to use all that. So he goes somewhere else. Then, next sentence.
Yes. Tatra ekaha gati gatihi gataha
ghataha
asti.
Gati is watch, huh? Clock.
Yes.
Ghataha is pot.
Gataha asti. There was a pot. There was one pot.
Yeah. There was a pot. Okay. Then?
There was a pot. Gate. Kinchit. Jalam asti. There was water in the pot.
Not water, kinchit. Kinchit is little bit.
Is what? Liquid? So, the jalam is water, no?
Yeah, jalam is water. Kinchit is a little bit. So?
There was a little water.
In the pot.
In the pot.
Gate, na?
Yes.
Yes. There was a little bit of water in the pot. Okay? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Who still hasn't said? Sangeeta.
Kinchit.
Okay. Next paragraph.
Continue from where she left off.
Okay, so tatra ekah ghata asti
घटे किञ्चित् जलम् अस्ति काकः चिन्तयति जलं कथं पिबति सो सो वेन् ही लुक्स् someplace else, right? Gacchati is to see, right? So Gacchati is to go. So he goes someplace else. Saha anyatra Gacchati. He goes someplace else. Tatra ekah ghata asti. So there he finds one, there was one ghata, okay, a matka. Ghate kinchit jalam asti. There was little jala, little water in that ghata. काकः चिन्तयति जलं कथं पिबति सो काकय स्टार्ट्स् वरिङ्ग् लैक् हौ एम् ऐ गोयिङ्ग् टु ड्रिङ्क् वाटर् फ्रोम् देट् घट सिन्स् देर् इस् वेरि किञ्चित् घट एण्ड् ही केनाट् रीच् देट् वाटर् इन् देट् घट
केन् यु रीड् द सेण्टेन्स् अगेन् केन् यु रीड् द सेण्टेन्स् अगेन्
विच् वन् लास्ट् वन् काकः चिन्तयति जलं कथं पिबति सोरि जलं कथं पिबामि
सो वाट् हौ डु यु ट्रान्स्लेट् दिस् जलं कथं पिबामि
हौ केन् ऐ ड्रिङ्क् वाटर्
हौ केन् ऐ ड्रिङ्क् वाटर् वाट् इस् चिन्तयति
वरि chinta
okay so the crow thinks the crow worries how will I drink the water okay continue
samipe shila khandah santi samipe matlab close by shila khanda is like stones like you know
pebbles stones whatever you want to call it
santi santi means I don't know asti I would say shila khanda
did you get it
huh
there are stones close by samipe close by shila khanda ha stones
santi means there are
is are over here okay. because it is pebbles plural you'll say are
Okay.
So there are pebbles close by. You have to put it in good English, na? You can't translate word for word and say, I've done
translation. I'm a Hindi person. I'm
You may be a Hindi person. Right now, we are translating it into English.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uma, Santi, what does it mean?
Yes, what is it?
Santi, what does it mean?
Santi, Santi, yes. Santi is a plural form of asti. See this word asti? Asti is singular, Santi is plural. Next time, I was thinking I'll do this today, but if we have time only I can do. I don't think it is going to be worthwhile doing it today. So asti, Santi, we will be learning it.
Okay.
Once we finish this, I'll show you all that also, Okay? Whose turn is it?
I'm on Krutika.
Krutika. Krutika, go ahead.
Kakaha shila khandaha ghate sthapayati. Puna puna saha shila khandam sthapayati. The crow puts the pebbles into the pot. Again and again, he puts the pebbles into the pot. Tena mandam jalam uparati. The water rises up slowly. Upari. Tena mandam mandam jalam uparati.
Upari?
The water rises up slowly.
One minute, the sentence is not over.
Oh, sorry. Tena mandam mandam jalam upari agachati. So the water rises up slowly.
Yeah. Slowly. Mandam mandam. Jalam upari agachati.
The water comes up slowly. Comes up.
Yeah. Comes up. ड्यू टु दिस् एक्शन् आफ् हिस् पुनः पुनः सः शिलाखण्डं स्थापयति. सो अगेन् एण्ड् अगेन् हि पुट्स् पेबल्स् इन्सैड् द पाट् बिकास् आफ् विच् तेन slowly, mandam mandam, jalam, the water comes up. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Who's turn? Radhika, have you finished?
Yes, I went first.
Okay. Second round. Who still hasn't said even once? Huh? Sushmita, you have said?
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Read.
काकः
सन्तोषेण.
I can see the ma'am, I can't see that script.
Screen you can't see? Oh my god. Should I make it bigger? This is the word. Can you see it?
I don't know how it went. Actually, there is net problem and that's why maybe that is happening.
Oh, okay, okay. So, kakaha santoshena jalam pibati. Understood?
I can't see it, ma'am. Say someone else, then I will try. I'll leave and then I come back.
Okay. Deva Prabha?
Yes. काकः सन्तोषेण जलं पिबति.
मीनिङ्ग्
the crow is happy.
Pibati.
That he found the water. That he drinks and he drinks water. The crow happily drinks water.
Yeah, the crow happily drinks water. Santoshena happily. Okay. Pibati drink.
Uh-huh.
And then, last sentence.
Anyatra gachati. Eshaha hu.
No. Anyatra gachati. What is that? Meaning?
He goes elsewhere.
Yeah, he goes elsewhere. Or you can, in English, you can also say he flies away. Okay.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. Next sentence.
Eshaha puratanaha. Puratanaha. Samanyaha kakaha.
What is Puratana? We saw in the first, na? See, Puratana Kakaha.
Oh. Ah, yes, old-fashioned. This is an old-fashioned crow.
It's an old-fashioned, ordinary crow. Samanya.
Ordinary.
Ah. Samanya, ordinary. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let us look at the modern crow. Okay, Radhika?
Hey?
Yeah? Start with the modern crow.
Okay. Idarni kakaha.
Idarni?
Huh?
Idarni? There is a dot on top of
it. Oh, I see. I didn't see it. Yeah. Idarni kakaha. Api adun this one I had a hard time with actually. Adunikaha is that a dia or the
adunikaha
asti.
What is that? What is that name now?
Adunika means there is a
adunika, modern
crow. And then idarnam, I mean
idarnam, now
there is a modern crow. I see. Okay.
No, there is now. What is api also?
also api. Okay.
So how will you translate that sentence?
There is also a modern crow.
No. Or the crow is also modern.
Now the
see,
crow
there is a difference. Is also you see, there is also a modern crow, and the crow has also become modern. See the difference in meaning.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank
so, kakah api adhunikah asti, which means the crow also has become modern. Okay. Now, let's see. Next sentence.
Tasya api pipasa bhavati.
Bhavati.
So,
now,
pipasa
is thirst.
Thirst, yes. And
whether it is modern crow or ancient crow, both of them feel thirsty. Huh?
Yeah.
So he too feels thirsty.
Okay.
Okay. Tasya api pipasa asti. Now, api means also.
Also.
Okay. So, he also is thirsty. Then what happens?
Did I continue or someone else?
Continue, continue.
Okay. Saha pashyati gate kinchat eva jalam asti. So there, pashyati was looking for a pot with a little, and there was eva jalam, a little water. Okay, so he's looking and sees a pot with a little water.
Yeah. So he too sees a pot with a little bit of water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Uma, what is eva?
Eva, only. Kinchit eva jalam asti. There is only a little bit of water. Kinchit is little bit. Jalam, water. Asti is. So, water is there. But how much? Only a little bit. Eva. To specify that only little bit. Okay? Okay. Sangeeta, you're continuing?
Yeah. Kim karoti? What to do? Saha
arpanam? What does it do? Because you're narrating, na? Kim karoti? Saha kim karoti? Kakaha kim karoti? So what does it do? Or what does he do?
Yeah. What does it do? Yeah. Saha arpanam gacchati. So, saha, I mean that crow, apanam gacchati. Gacchati is to go. Apanam. Apanam.
Shop.
What is apanam?
Shop. Dukan.
Oh, apanam is shop. Okay. So he goes to the shop. Ekam apana nalikam anayati. So he brings one straw. Nalikam ghate sthapayati. He put that nalika into the ghate, into the pond. Kashtam vina jalam pivati. Without any effort, he drinks the water. Eshah adhunikah chaturah kakah kil. Kila.
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 Kila. Eshah means adhunika is a modern flavor, chatura is flavor, kakaha, crow, kila. Kila, I don't know.
You don't know? It is just, isn't it?
Okay. So it's like exclamation mark. Okay. Oh, this is the page, the adhunika chatura kakaha.
This is a modern crow, isn't it?
Okay.
Okay. Kritika, come on. Finally, wind it up.
Uma?
Yeah?
Apana, what is it?
Which one?
Apana. It was
Apanam. Apana is shop.
Ah, yes.
Somewhere where you go and buy stuff.
Ah, yes.
Okay. So it goes to a shop and gets a straw. Puts the straw in the gutter and drinks the water happily. Okay? Okay.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes, ma'am. Itopi adhinikakakah
sangalakam.
Itopi adhinikakakah.
Still more modern.
Pardon, ma'am. Itopi is what?
Still more.
Okay. Itopi adhunikakakah sangalakadwaram adesham karoti. So with the help of a computer, with the help of a computer, adesham is orders. Orders, right? Orders. Ekah kupah bisilari. Ekah kupi bisilari. One bottle of water. One bottle of bisilari water. Pananalika sahitam preshayatu. Along with a straw. So he orders a bottle of bisilari and along with a straw.
Send. Preshayatu is to send.
Okay.
Okay.
Google Pay Karomi Iti. So he pays by Google Pay.
No. What does he declare? I shall pay Karomi. I will pay through Google Pay.
Okay. Google Pay Karomi Iti. Okay. I shall pay through Google Pay. Katham Asti Eshah Kakah. So Katham Asti, story. Katham is a story, right?
No. So Katham is not a story. How? Katham is a
story. How clever is this crow? How clever is this crow?
How is this crow?
Okay. Katham Asti.
So you have three crows now?
Yes.
One old-fashioned crow. One sort of modern crow. And one super modern crow.
I have a question. Ma'am, in this Eshaha Adhu Nikaha Chaturaha Kakaha Kil, that is Adhu Nikaha is fine, but in the next statement, Itopi Adhi Nikaha. Why it's called Adhu Nikaha? What is the difference?
I didn't understand. What is your question?
So, you see the Itopi
Adhu Nikaha, this is also Adhu Nikaha.
Adhu Nikaha is like
Adhu Nikaha.
Why not Adhunikaha?
Sorry, this is a spelling mistake, yeah?
Okay.
One minute. Huh? This
should be Adhunikaha.
It is Adhunikaha. Okay. 1 minute. I'll correct it right away. No, that is a typing mistake.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Adhunika is the correct word. Okay, thanks, yeah. Your sharp eyes, I should say. Okay, Adhunika, not Adhinika. Yeah, very good. So, Itopi Adhunika, still more modern, huh? So, you have a modern crow and you have a super modern crow. Okay, now, this is what Deva Prabha was asking. Deva Prabha, this is what you were asking. Asti Santi. Okay. Now, this is Ekavachanam. Asti is Ekavachanam. Staha is Dvivachanam. And Santi is Bahuvachanam. Okay. So, remember, we have been practicing Kakaha, Kakao, Kakaha. Devaha, Devau, Devaha. What is it? Balakaha, Balakau, Balakaha. We have been practicing. Eshaha, Balakaha, Asti. Etau, Balakau, Staha. Etaha. Ete, Balakaha, Santi. This is the way the combination will work. Are you all getting it? So, now, I have Kakaha over here in my story. So, if I use kakaha, I can say kakaha asti, there is a crow. Kakau staha, there are two crows. Kakaha santi, there are many crows. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now, let us try to identify some of the other words. Huh? Now, let me see whether you all can identify the pullinga shabdaha in the first paragraph. Only in the first paragraph, huh?
Gataha.
No, you start from Chaturaha Kakaha, go up to Vami. In this much portion, can you identify all the pullinga shabdaha?
Nouns or even pronouns will do.
Whatever is pullinga.
Okay.
Identifiable.
Chaturaha, Kakaha,
Chaturaha.
Ekaha.
You all have sort of identified almost all the words. Okay. Now, Deva Prabha, can you identify something that is in Strilingam? Is there any word in Strilingam that you can identify there?
Yes.
Hmm? Which one?
Pipasa.
Pipasa, very good. Ah, pipasa. Okay, like mala, malika, lata. Ah, so pipasa.
Yes.
Okay. Radhika. Can you identify any word which is in Napumsakalingam?
Yeah, there is is Jalam going to be in Napumsakalingam or no?
Say again?
Jalam?
Is
that Napumsakalingam?
Of course,
right?
Jalam.
Okay.
Vanam, Jalam, Dwaram, Vyajanam.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, let's see second paragraph. Okay. Second paragraph. Okay. In second paragraph, who's going to tell now? Who's still? Sushmita is there? Sushmita?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Can you identify a Bahuvachana word?
Bahuvachana. Shilakhandaha.
What will be the Ekavachanam and Dvivachanam?
There is Khanda, da is A. That's why it is plural.
So, give me the other two forms. Now, you have Shilakhandaha in Bahuvachanam column. So, in Ekavachanam and Dvivachanam, what will I write?
Shilakhandaha, Shilakhando, and Shilakhande. Shilakhandaha.
Kakaha, kakau, kakaha, na? Kake. Okay?
Yes.
Shilakhandaha.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay. Now, I want you to look at the verbs a little bit, huh? Okay. Can you all identify verbs over here, huh? Which are the words which seem to be verbs?
Huh? Ma'am, I have a question. Second paragraph, can you just scroll in the second paragraph?
In this paragraph?
Yeah, there has second. Shilakhandaha, and in the second line there is Shila Khandam. So it is it is masculine and also it is neutral, right?
No. That part of it is grammar. Okay. There is something called vibhakti. In English you call it cases. So because of that, the shilakhandaha, shilakhandau, shilakhandaha, it undergoes modification to suit that sentence and the function that it does in that sentence. Okay. So this shilakhandam, here there is one shilakhandam, and here also there is one shilakhandam. I think here I have made a mistake. Again. Oh God. What did I do? I don't know how to do this. Both these words are doing the same function. We will be learning what is called cases slowly, slowly. Right now, what we are trying to learn is nominative case, which is the function of how the nouns undergo changes when they are in ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. Okay? So that is known as nominative case. So they are subject words. Now, if you say ka kaha, ekaha ka kaha, that's the subject of asti. Okay? Following? Sushmita?
Yes.
You
yes, ma'am.
Sort of understand?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. Now, let us try to identify the different verbs. Come on. In the first paragraph, who's going to do this first paragraph? What are the verbs?
Pashyati.
Pashyati, yeah. Before that, asti is there, see? Is. Ekaha kakaha asti. There is a crow, so this is asti. Okay. Then, pashyati, okay. Any other?
Kutrapi.
Say again? Kutrapi. Nowhere. Kutrapi is nowhere. There is no verb over there.
Gacchati.
Gacchati.
Gacchati. Okay. And then one more is. Two more are there.
Chintayati.
Chintayati. Yeah.
Pibami.
Pibami. Okay.
So is it now?
Say again.
Nasti.
Nasti. In that, asti is there. Okay. Na
nasti. Is it a verb?
Nasti. Yeah?
Is it a verb? Nasti?
I didn't understand.
Is nasti a verb?
Yeah. But in nasti, if you remove the na, then it is a verb. Asti is the verb, na is a add-on to signify not. Okay, is not.
Okay.
So asti opposite nasti. Okay? So you've got your asti, 1, 2, then pashyati, twice, thrice it is there. Then nasti to signify not there. Gacchati, to go, again asti, asti twice, chintayati and pibami. Okay, now let's take the next paragraph. Who would like to try? Kritika? Oh no, Kritika, yes. You did the first paragraph, right?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Deva Prabha, you want to try the second paragraph?
Yes, what do I need to do, sorry?
When it is?
Yes, what do I need to do?
You have to identify the verbs.
Yes. Okay. Shilakandaha.
That is stones. That's not verb.
That is stones. Okay.
I want verb.
There's some. Santi.
Santi, yeah.
Santi is a plural.
Okay. Plural. So, Santi, one verb. Then?
Yes.
See, next sentence, any verb you can see?
This is just. No. Yes. So he put some stones in the pot.
Yeah.
Rao.
So
this word
tapayati. Tapayati is a verb, which means
yes.
To put or to place.
Then, to place, okay.
Yeah. Then, punaha saha shilakhandam. Punaha saha shilakhandam stapayati. So, where is the verb there?
Same. The same one, no? Tapayati.
Again, tapayati. Yeah, twice it has come. Yeah. And then, after that, tena mandam mandam jalam upari agachati.
Agachati.
Agachati. What is the meaning?
He goes.
To go. No. To come. Gachati is to go. Agachati is to come.
Okay. Agachati, okay. Yeah.
So, agachati, another verb. And then, kaka has pibati.
Pibati, what is it again?
Yeah, very good. And then, is there another one?
Gachati.
Gachati again, okay. Verbs get repeated, don't worry about that, huh?
Okay.
Then.
10:30.
Eshaha.
Eshaha, puradanaha, samanyaha, kakaha. There's no verb over here. Okay. This is an old-fashioned crow.
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to try next one?
I can go.
Okay.
10:30.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Asti. Bhavati.
Bhavati, yeah.
Pashyati.
Pashyati.
Asti. Karoti. Gachati. Anayati. Tapayati. And Pibati.
Wow, huh? फटाफट हो गया हाँ
हाँ 10:30 हो गया नींद आ रही है सवेरे हम वी हैव अ वेरी चैलेंजिंग डेज
ओके इन द लास्ट पैराग्राफ
आई कैन डू इट
ओ यू वांट टू डू इट गो अहेड
या प्लीज itopi adhunika kaka, there is no verb. Sanganakam dvara adesham karoti. Preshayatu. Preshayatu. Yeah. And okay. Karomi.
Okay.
Asti.
Yeah.
Katham asti.
Yeah.
Asti.
Yeah. Okay. Understood the story now? Yeah. I would like you all to translate. And here I put an exercise as it is. I want you all to make it in three columns. Pullinga, Strilinga, Napumsaka Linga, and classify these according to the columns. Now, here for practice I have put, but I have not completed this part. Asti Staha Santi I did, but it's not complete, not to my satisfaction. Okay? Chalo. So, Adyatana Vargasya Samapanam Kurmaha. Chalo. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Dhanyavadah Punar Milamaha.
Dhanyavadah
Dhanyavadah
Mangalavasare.
Thank you so much.
Ma'am, I have a question.
Bye.
Okay. Ma'am, where are you from? From which part of India?
What? Mumbai. She's from Mumbai.
Okay. Thank you.
Sushmita, what is your mother tongue?
She's Sucheta. Are you Sushmita or you're Sucheta?
Her name is Sushmita, this is what she told me.
Okay, sorry.
And she uses her sister's phone or something like that.
I got it.
That's how the name Sucheta comes. Okay. Sushmita, what is your mother tongue, Baba?
Bengali.
But do you speak Bengali frequently, or which is the language you speak most frequently? Max, like?
Bengali.
Comfortable. Huh?
Bengali? Yeah.
Okay. No, because the Bengali accent that you have is very different from the Bengali accent that I have come across in Calcutta.
Maybe because Calcutta has different accent and Bangladesh has different accent, maybe.
Oh, okay. I did not realize that till I'm hearing you speaking, you know. Because I have lived in Calcutta, therefore I know that accent of Bengali, but yours is very, very different. So,
which part of Bangladesh? You're in Dhaka?
No, I'm from Khulna. It is Khulna. Near, it is near Indian's border. Very close to West Bengal.
Okay. Good night, ma'am.
Okay. Good night.
Good morning. Bangladesh has the same time zone as India?
30 minutes away.
They are ahead.
So you're